Oh, don't tell me that. I've already got enough ammo to go in and see him in a minute. Listen, I'm not going to criticise anything. We missed too many chances in a game of magnitude of that. But, you know, I can't fault my lads. I thought we were absolutely terrific. It was a very, very good game. I thought Leeds played their part in it. How they were in front, I do not know, but they got there, and you have to give them credit for that. They looked vibrant, they looked up for it, they looked confident. And, you know, we missed a fair few chances, particularly in the second half, but I thought we showed fantastic character to keep going, a brilliant goal to equalise, and I'm very disappointed we didn't actually win it. But at the time, I felt that, personally, there was three incidences that I can't understand, and I'm going to go and see him in a minute. I thought the foul by Luke Varney was blatant and it should have been a yellow card. Then he goes and dives and he freely admitted it, so the referees give him a yellow card for that, but surely two yellows should make a red, so he wouldn't have been on the pitch when he crossed it for the equalising goal, you know. And then after that, how is Wilf not in a goal scoring position, and how is that not a blatant red card? So to me, we should have been playing 1-0 up with against 9 men, but I don't think he was strong enough, or he saw it like that, and he'll come out with something in a minute, his version of it. But I just don't think he helped with a physical game out there by doing what he should do to the laws of the game. If there's a deliberate foul, that should be a yellow card, and he didn't do it.
And in many ways, Ian, it was almost identical to the game at Elland Road, where, again, with the frustrations with the referee and the at times dominant nature of the Eagles' performance, you were at one stage looking at potentially a 2-1 defeat today.
Yeah, we were. And maybe the gods are looking down on Neil and smiling and forgiving him for ever leaving this place. But, you know, all I can say is team did well. I'm not saying they didn't. I thought it was a fantastic game. I think Morrison played really well for them. And, you know, but I'll cite another incident where McCormack's fouled Ramage for their second goal. Not being funny, I mean, how many more things do I want to have to put up with and see when I'm the own manager? You know, don't normally do that, do they? When you're away, you expect those things, not when you're own. You expect the referee to be strong enough and be fair enough to get it right.
And just finally from me, Ian, Glenn Murray, 30 goals this season, fantastic today again, another double for him, running out of superlatives.
Plenty more to come, hopefully, because we'll need them, and it's so exciting. We've got 9 games left, some belting games. Every one of them, the closer the line gets to you, the more excited it is. And I have to say, I thought that we didn't waver once, we didn't wobble once. We were exciting, we were exhilarating at times, we were throbbing. They matched us and marked us.